do that we do not intend to. And again, we want to say that we are more than happy for this privilege tonight. It is a God-given and a God-sent privilege that we have tonight. You know, for many years, I just wanted to say this. The second time that I was ever in the Old Shiloh Church was on Friday, March the 1st, 1935. That's been quite a while since I became affiliated with the Shiloh Church. Now, I was at that time the pastor. Yes, at that time I was the pastor of the church, or acting at least as moderator in the church at that time. Brother Tolliver, rather, I guess that's pretty direct what I'm trying to say. Brother Tolliver was the moderator at that time, and I was not a member or affiliated with the church in any way more than I was a Christian and belonged as a member to the Free Will Baptist Church, membership being the old West Bristol Church. That was in March 1935, as I said to you. That's the second time I was there. The first time that I was there, Ed Wagner was the pastor. Charlie Howington was the assistant pastor. And they were in a revival meeting there. And I was there as assistant. One of them, I don't know which one of them it was, asked me if I was a Christian, and I told him that I didn't know what I was, and I really didn't. And I was saved that night driving a car down just about the battlefield, right along in there, the substation down there from to the battlefield. And I was praying and asking God to save my soul. Now, I said that, rather, a church is a really a good place to be saved. There isn't any place in the world about that. But you can be saved anywhere on earth if you are willing to accept Christ as your personal Savior. It doesn't matter about that. Then in June 18, 1938, I was the pastor of the church. Brother Ernest back there, and Brother Ike, and Brother Westwood Laylock, on that date, were ordained deacons in the Shiloh Free Will Baptist Church. I was looking up some of those records today, and I just wanted to mention that fact, and I'm sure that perhaps Brother Ernest remembers. I know he remembers when he is ordained, but he probably doesn't remember that I was there and was at that time the pastor of the church, or at least I was taking the pastor's place. I was helping in the church because I moderated that conference there. Brother Cooper made the move, and those deacons were ordained to the deaconship of the Shiloh Church. And we have a record. I don't know how much farther back it goes, but we do have the books I have, which I will bring to the church this coming Wednesday night and turn them over to the, they should be in the hands of the trustees of the church, because they are old books of the church. They should be in the hands of the trustees. So the church asked me to take care of them while I was pastor of the church. But we do have records back to 1980. That's as far back as the records that I have out there that I can find give us that the church was an established church in 1980. It tells who the officers were and so on at that time. It is good that we might know something about the history of our church. In 1949, if I remember correctly, and I intended to bring some pictures up here tonight, and I forgot them, of the beginning of this Baptist Church here. 1949, if I remember correctly, this lot that that church stands on, and this hall behind us, this hill behind us, was purchased to build the church that's here on. And the pictures that I have at home show this building, just the auditorium that we're in now. And it wasn't, didn't have any plaster on it or anything like that. It didn't have the ceiling that's on it that we see now, but had a pine ceiling up there. And we were building the vision in the church at that time that those pictures were made, which was in 1950. From that time on up, and I was the pastor of the church 2 years, if not three, the old church before that we built the new church over here. And I have been here with the church since that time up until this house. And the church has been wonderful to me. And this is the night, and I don't know whether I'm really preaching much tonight or not, but tonight, the Lord willing, this will be my last message as the pastor of the Shiloh Church. And I wanted to say that to the congregation tonight and try to convey to you, as the Shiloh Freeway Baptist Church and its friends, what you have meant to me. It's impossible for me to tell you how much I have enjoyed the ministry here at the Shiloh Church. Now, it has not all been a joy. It has not all been easy going or anything like that. But it has been a pleasure. And I say it without any regret whatsoever. From the time I became the pastor of the church up until now, I don't have one regret that I accepted the fact of the church when I did, and the time that I have pastored the church during those years. And I want to say again that I deeply appreciate every one of you, and you mean much to me. These young people that are in here, young adults that are married, that have children of their own, many of them I have married. Many of these people that are in here now are families, fathers and mothers that have children that are practically grown of their own. I have seen their mothers and fathers carry them in their arms to the Shiloh Freeway Baptist Church. And I have known you and do know all of those years, all the way up. Now on this particular thing that I spoke about a while ago, the second time that I was there at Shiloh Church, they were having a conference there. Brother W.M. Billy Leonard had resigned, or did resign, the pastorate of the church that night. And Brother Wagner was put in as the pastor, and Brother Howington as his sister. Brother Mitchell and Brother Leonard were, and Brother Ernest may remember that, I don't know, but Brother Mitchell and Brother Leonard were holding a revival meeting in a building right across from the old Columbia Paper Company. Now there is a garage in that building. They were holding a revival there. I went up to the church with Brother Leonard, take him up there. He wanted to be there for the conference, and was, and then we left there and went to the revival that they were holding up there at this place. So I just want to say those few words tonight of appreciation. And I'm not leaving the church. Now, someone told me the other day, said, "Well, I hear you're leaving." I said, "Well, I'm not about to throw that. But I don't intend to leave. That's not my intention at all." And he said, the clerk said, "Well, I understood you would be." Well, I suspect that you've heard a lot of things that you'd better take a handful of salt with, not just a little pinch. You'd better take a handful. rumors and this, that, and the other going. But I said, the Lord's will, well, I'll be there. I said, now I am stepping down as the pastor of the church. And I want to say this about the man that's coming here. He's not here tonight, and he can't hear it as far as that's concerned. But I esteem him very high. I don't believe that this church could have chosen a man more capable than the man that you have chosen to pastor the church. I believe that with all my heart and mind. I believe that truly he is a Christian man. I believe that he has the souls of this flock at heart. And I believe not only that, but I believe that he will do everything that he can to win those that are all under the law. So I think that we as this church are very fortunate in having Brother Owen Stacker as the pastor of the church. And he will assume the duties of this church next Sunday morning. So remember that. Now then, we have a request for prayer before we shall walk into the service.
Church, we did that for a reason, not to slight anyone, but we felt like some of us back there did, and a lot of us represent the church that are in that group, that we would like to, perhaps maybe a lot of others would like to present the preacher with some kind of a gift for his 34 years of service. And we want you to feel like that you can have a part in it too, even though the young adults bought this gift. You feel like you want part of it, well, we'd be happy for you to give our treasure a little money, Sister Temple Kegner. And we want to tell Preacher Chestnut that we deeply appreciate the 34 years, the best years of your life.
But the Lord blessed him in many ways on down God as you don't know him, never saw him. He's a big, tall, slim preacher. No matter how much preacher. He had a great hand, but God used him as an instrument in building this church. He held us through the Bible over there, and we didn't think we could do this or that together. He said, you can't. Maybe not know the exact word. But he said, God can do all things. If you all will put forth the effort, he said, God will bless that. And then, Brother Ernest said, those that were the officers of the church at that time made an effort and they purchased this ground. They were all in the town and began to build the church here. And it is still built. God has won. They blessed us along the way of the Lord. All right, we want to read in your hearing